Adam Pengilly, morning to you, mate.
Morning, Jared. Morning, boys.
Now, what's David Hayes up to over in Hong Kong? Has he started life over there yet?
He has, Jared, albeit very slowly. He's got to go through his mandatory 14-day quarantine period over there in Hong Kong. I think he's halfway through that period at the moment and busy planning to try and get his stable up and running for the new Hong Kong season, which starts in a couple of months. The big news was that he's been granted a temporary stable by the Hong Kong Jockey Club to sort of get some horses over there and get them sort of exercise, swimming and walking before he gets full access to his stables when John Moore leaves. So that's good news for David. It's going to be a big shift for him over there to Hong Kong. Obviously, he's no stranger to Hong Kong. He's trained over there for many, many years. Has a lot of clients he'll lean on, I suppose, to try and get new horses. And probably his headline horse to start off is going to be Shadow Hero, the former Mark Newnham trained Group 1 winner. So I'm sure Dave will have a pretty close eye on what's happening back here with Lindsay Park and the Australian stable. But, yeah, life in Hong Kong is getting very close to starting up for David.
Adam, what about in Singapore? We're about to see racing set to resume.
Yeah, Clarkie, fantastic news over there. It's been one of the racing jurisdictions that's been shut down probably the longest, I would have thought, throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. I think racing sort of halted over in Singapore in the first week of April. They've announced they're going to resume on July 11th, so only a couple of weeks away now from racing resuming in Singapore. We've had a few of their jockeys come back to Australia to ride temporarily throughout that period. I think Michael Rodd's been back here, Daniel Moore. Alicia Collett did a bit of riding throughout the New South Wales provincial and country scene. So thankfully, we're starting to get back to some sort of normality on the world racing scene.
And Angel of Truth heading to a new stable.
Yeah, that's right. Laurie News has emerged in the last 24 hours that the former Australian Derby winner is going to be leaving Wenda Michael stable down there on at Kembla Grange in Wollongong and moving to the Hawke stable up here in Sydney. He's had a tough couple of preparations since he won that Derby. He's really struggled to win a race and try and find his groove. He's been going around a lot of these weight-for-age races, just being a little bit outclassed, I think. But I think the owner, Ross Williams, wants to try and target the Caulfield Cup again later this year. He ran in the Caulfield Cup last year, I think, with all intentions to try and run the Melbourne Cup, but he was just so far out of form that they decided not to go ahead paying up that final acceptance fee for the Melbourne Cup. So, yeah, he'll move to the Hawks. He'll be given every chance. I feel a bit sorry for Gwenda. She's done a good job with his horse, but the nature of the beast, isn't it?
Exactly right. Now, how's Josh Parr going as he recovers from, a rare nerve damage injury?
Yeah, he's recovering very, very slowly, Jared. There was a really good story on the website RaceNet last week about him. Remember he put up with that injury after he won a midweek race at Warwick Farm going back several weeks now, and he had some really sharp pain down his left arm and through his shoulder, and he virtually had to give up the rest of his rides on that day, even after a winning ride. So he's been trying to get some tests done to try and find out how it's travelling. He's come up with a rare nerve condition called Parsonage Turner syndrome, which basically left him without any strength in his left arm for a while. He was sort of saying that he couldn't even open the door with his left hand or arm at one stage, but thankfully, he's slowly starting to get a little bit more strength back into it. I mean, it's very much a day-to-day proposition. He's hoping to ride at some stage throughout the spring carnival, but it sounds like it's going to be a long and slow recovery for Josh.
Oh, well, that's good to hear that he's on the improve. One of the best blokes in racing, you'd say, Josh Parr. Adam, great to talk to you, mate.
Thanks, boys. Have a good day.